forever.
Dog. This week on Let's Go Let's Go, we play Sexiest Man or Just a Man and Littlest Woman with our guests Megan Gailey and Kara Klink.
Let's Go Atsuko, a woke Japanese game show.
Hello, and welcome to Let's Go Atsuko. This week, I'm thinking about women who have paved the path before me. Many of them. Many, many of them. Now, if you know me, you'll know that my grandmother is very high on that list. She raised me. But how about the other women who helped raise me? Like the Spice Girls when I first came to the United States. Those girls were influential in my life. It was the first time I saw a group of girls truly have so much fun with each other, at the same time reclaiming power, you know, and they looked so good doing it with the platform shoes. It was like perfect for the 90s, you know. They all had different personalities, so you didn't have to fit into one of them. You could be a mix of all of them or a few of them, you know. You got Scary Spice, you got Baby Spice, you got Posh Spice, you got Sporty Spice, you got Ginger Spice, which I still don't quite know what her role is, what just being ginger means besides being a redhead. But she was kind of the leader, you know, so maybe that was her role. I remember playing Spice Girls with my friends, and it was like me barely knowing English, you know. And I chose Scary Spice. I was always Scary Spice. Loved Melanie B's vibrance, her charm. She was like outgoing. But now looking back at it, was it right that I played Scary Spice? Not in 2020. But she was who I connected with the most. You know, I think I was coming out of a time where I was playing with Barbies. I only had two of them. But obviously, I didn't relate to how Barbies looked. I didn't necessarily see me represented in toys at the time. This was like late 90s. But then I did find out that they were making Asian Barbies, or they had started making Asian Barbies. And I begged my grandma to get me one. But then she was like, no, we already spent money on Barbies. You already have two. Why don't you just make them Asian? And so I colored my Barbie's hair black with a Sharpie. Okay, and even colored the pupils of Barbie's eyes darker so that she would look more like me. So honestly, doing this with Sharpie, all of my Barbies look like little Hot Topic girls at the end of the day. And my friends would come over and they would be like, God, Atsuko, you're so emo. And I'm like, no, bitch, I'm broke. Yeah, and that's why representation matters. To help me talk about this and more, I have my guests. But first, if you're enjoying the podcast, rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Or join us on Patreon at patreon.com/letsgoatsuko. There are many surprises on there, like William Hung performing live with us from our last live show. Join us. Be a part of the family.
I'm so stoked to be here with my guests. I'm here with Megan Gailey and Kara Klein.
Hello.
Crowd goes wild. Thank you so much for joining us. Megan Gailey has a debut album out called My Dad Paid for This. And Kara has a debut album called Undefeated.
Wow.
We're all debut babies.
Yeah, baby. Took us a while.
Mine just came out too. So we're
is that your debut?
Yeah.
See, these men, they'll be like, I've been doing stand-up 2 years. Time to release 2 hours of stand-up. Hey, I think we're good for a little bit.
Yeah. And then here we are, just like a triple threat. 2020. Mm. Hello. I was like, you know, coming up with games at first. I was like, what if we did a debut game and it became too complex? And I was like, they're going to hate me after it.
No.
I had ideas of like, oh, we're going to come up with like bits at the same time, collaboratively together, but say a word at a time. Anyhow, that's...
I'm really shocked that you don't go with first draft ideas. Yes. I guess I'm doing my career wrong. Pops into my head, send it out.
Yeah, I was like, oh, then, you know, because that might be a funny game. I don't know. This is my life. Like, I have to come up with games, and it's so much. But
yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much for being
here. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for having me.
On this
been secretly pining for the invite for a long time. Oh, you know?
Man. Well, ping, there it was. on your phone. How are y'all doing? Are y'all doing like a dry January?
No. Oh, hell no.
No.
I'm in between pregnancies right now, probably, so I'm not dry.
Yeah, just like get it while you can.
Yeah, exactly.
And then like I don't know how it works, but like if so, let's say like you plan on it, do you have to quit?
No,
like,
no,
no. That's no,
right? Some people do.
That was a very strange right? storyline on Real Housewives of Potomac this year. A woman was shaming another woman who was trying to get pregnant for having corona, and the woman who was shaming her had never had a kid, and everyone was like, "No, you can. You don't need to stop drinking.
You don't need to stop drinking while you're trying. Obviously, once you find
really
out,
really even need to stop drinking once you're pregnant."
It's very true. It's very true. Most people don't.
The
know.
Science the is still out.
I drank here
not,
and there.
Yeah, but not a lot.
Not a lot. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's more like just
like
to
if
be
you,
safe.
Yeah, if you're feeling buzzed, you're probably drinking too much, but like you can have one glass of something, you know.
Yeah, if you're waking up and needing to get alcohol so that you can function for the day, that's
if you, bigger if you're problems. Hungover and it's not morning sickness, that's probably bad.
Right, yeah.
But
yeah,
Kara's not doing that. Look, she has glasses on. Yeah. She's a sensible,
I'm a sensible
pregnant
woman. I'm not pregnant right now anyway.
No, but I mean, when you are pregnant, you're sensible. I've seen it.
We didn't mean to talk about your in-between pregnancy so much, but I was just curious because, everyone does the dry. And
no, they, I'm actually very
my husband
it.
Has just
Me
gone
too.
Dry for an indeterminate amount of time, starting
good.
Right after his birthday, which
was
mid-January.
I was like,
respect.
He was going to do sober January, and then I had a party for his birthday because he had a big birthday. So he was like, okay, fine, right after the party. So now he's doing it, like, and he doesn't know when he's going back.
Oh,
I am trying to vape less. That is something I'm working on, and it is not going well. But I am really. I don't want to. I was. Like,
and by the way, she doesn't mean cutting down on weed. She just means the vaping.
Yeah, yes,
so I was smoking
actual electronic.
Instead of vaping.
I was laying in bed. Paranoid, and I was like, I'm gonna know somebody who dies from vaping because, like, we don't know what's in this, and like, then people's lungs are turning into thing. Da, 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 da. And so then I was like, who's gonna die from vaping? Well, who do I know who vapes the most?
Yeah, and
oh no, it's me.
No, when all signs lead back to you,
And then I was like, ugh, I don't want people to be at my funeral.
To consider that people vaping. That are vaping a lot are their smokers that are vaping like all day long because they're smoking, they're doing vape. You know,
I know.
Vape.
I just don't. I'll just be don't embarrassed if I die that way. I'll be embarrassed.
That will be super embarrassing and really like against brand for you, I feel like.
Yeah. Oh, to die vaping?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. CJ will be so disappointed.
They would be saying, like, she was too young. Like, she died too young. Because vaping is, you know, associated with, like, you're 12.
But they would also be like, she died doing what she loved.
That's true. And it's like, she knew it. She talked about it.
Yeah. And she just couldn't. But I've been smoking out of a Minions bowl.
Oh, yeah.
I have like a Minions weed pipe and I've been smoking a lot out of that.
Yeah.
And that's also a weird thing to go to. You know, the vaping was childlike. This is perhaps even more childlike.
I love that. You got to mix it up. We all grew up too fast. You know?
Yeah.
And then
suddenly
we have to get like a nice like marble pipe.
No.
No.
With, you know, with tie-dye.
No, this thing is like rubber.
Yeah. It's like it was bought at Universal Studios.
It looks like it's silicone. And then the only part of it that's glass is like where you put the weed.
Yeah. It's really kind of novel.
I don't want to brag, but I have smoked out of it.
Wait. I can't believe they sell that as merch like at the store.
So I said Universal Studios, but I was having a bit of a gag. I honestly think my friend got it in Europe.
Oh, yeah. Great. I love
feels
it.
Like an on the street type of thing. Yeah.
I'm not a
definitely
fact
you can
Nazi.
Get one in New Orleans, I bet. Yeah. On the street or somewhere.
Yeah, with all kinds of characters. Yeah. No, I love that. Okay. Yeah. So we're not doing a rage out in February. I don't do like sober like or dry January or like even like resolutions because I trip myself up. You know? And I feel bad if I break it.
Yeah.
And it's just, let's just, no shame.
Yeah, and you're already doing, from what I perceive, a really great job at living.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank
so
you.
So you shouldn't feel guilt.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I live with guilt already. Well, just with, like, you know, oh, my mom, I haven't called her, you know. Mm-hmm. This is on the daily. And my dad, too. I actually owe my dad a phone call from, like, and it's been months because I keep thinking about it.
Oh,
I should
my
just
God.
Call him.
Get it out of the way. I like to just do phone calls when I'm doing something else, like driving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, get it out of the way.
Yeah, because then you're not like, I'm wasting this time on my parents. No, I'm just kidding.
I do, like, my mom, if I call my mom, she's like, are you driving? Like, she knows that I am in between things.
I got to figure it out. He lives in Indonesia. There's, like, a time to
figure
out.
Oh, yeah,
like,
might not coincide with your commute.
Strange thing is, though, even when I've called him in the morning or at night, drunk. He's drunk. Wow. Drunk.
Yeah. Not doing a sober January.
No, no. He's
or
just
September.
Or retirement.
Yeah, he's just retired and drunk.
We should all be so lucky.
Yeah, we should be so lucky, Dad. You call me.
Yeah.
Call me. You got time. All right. Okay. All right. All right. We want to play a little get to know you game with
okay,
you.
Okay, awesome. Woo-hoo.
This is not for points. It's called options or lack thereof. This is for Kara. Mm-hmm. Which of these mics would you let stay at your house, sleep with, or have to hang out at Disneyland with?
Stay, sleep, Disney. Got it.
Yeah. Vice President Mike Pence. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Oof. Michael Moore.
Gosh.
Or Michael Moore.
This like sucks.
I'm so mature. Stay at your house. Sleep with.
Okay. I would definitely. Okay. I think I know this. Okay. Mm. I think I would sleep with Michael Moore. I just would.
Sexually?
I'm sorry. I could not sleep with Mike Pompeo or Mike Pence.
I don't even know what Mike Pompeo looks like, but I don't think it's good.
It's not good. So whatever. I would close my eyes and suck it up for Michael Moore because then I would let Pompeo, I guess, stay at my house like one night, and I would definitely go to Disney World with Mike Pence because I would love to see people like yell at him or like,
you know.
Just I think it'd be fun. Not to say that everyone that's at Disney is anti-Pence because I'm sure
for
plenty
sure.
of people
so
would run up to
it could go both ways.
Yeah.
People might be stoked to see him.
Disneyland? Yeah. You got a better bet.
Yeah.
Disney World.
He's a celeb. Oh,
yeah. He's going to be, it's going to be a line like Mickey has.
Yeah.
This is Disney.
It's a character brunch. Disneyland. You basically pay in advance so
Disneyland,
your kids can be around.
50-50.
But I definitely saw some men at Disneyland that I was like, I know who you voted for. Mm-hmm. And it was him, right?
I've never been to Disneyland, so I would love to go there with the vice president. And I could talk to him about how I give $100 to Planned Parenthood in his name all the time.
You would get to go on the rides, though.
That's true. I bet we would have a fast pass.
Yes.
I bet we would have a fast pass.
Not going to get you that. Yeah. Michael Moore's going to talk about how Disney is the construct from the devil.
And please, don't be mistaken that I would fuck Michael Moore under any other circumstance but this game. But I just, I can't do it with the other guys.
For sure.
I feel like the stink would live on me.
Yeah, because there was, I gave you a lack of options.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I mean, the whole park might be shut down for you, too.
Oh,
yeah, true.
Yeah. Wait,
security reasons.
Atsuko, you're like really selling it.
Hang out with
now
Mike.
And his wife has to come. That's
yes, because he's not allowed
to
be alone.
He'll just talk to her.
So I'll be like, Mommy, can I get pizza?
What do you think Mike Pompeo is like as a house guest, though?
Not nice.
I don't know.
You think
he just yells
at you to look for something on a map the whole time?
I bet he's someone
show me Bosnia.
I bet he's someone that's like, and I get your master, and you'll be in the guest room, and you're like, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, so you take the master bedroom, and I'll be in my guest room. Yeah, right. Thank you.
That's definitely
but
Pompeo.
But he'll still take his shoes off. Because I think there's a part of him that's a bottom.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't think it would be that different from having my dad at my house. It would just be constant Fox News. He'd probably messily eat a croissant at my kitchen table every day. It's the same.
Yeah.
And I can handle that for a few days.
Yeah.
So.
Gorgeous. Okay. Well, you heard it first.
Mm-hmm.
Kara will go to Disneyland with Mike Pence, let Mike Pompeo stay at her place for a day, and fuck Michael Moore. All right.
Call me Michael.
All right, Megan. Which of these dons would you eat dinner with, let take over your Twitter, or sleep with? Because we're mature here.
Dons.
Eat dinner, take over my Twitter,
or
have sex with.
Again, sleep with.
Okay.
You know, Don Lemon,
mm-hmm.
Donald Trump Jr., mm-hmm. and then there's Senior.
Mm.
Hey, everybody, this is the B-Man, old BW from the World Record Podcast, and I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over office hours live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours Live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show.
It's showtime.
Pretty, yeah.
Now, Don Lemon is good looking. He is good looking. He is good looking.
Mm-hmm. I almost feel like...
But then, you know, the other person has to take over Twitter.
I know. So I think I'm going to say I would have sex with Don Lemon. Mm-hmm. I would have dinner with Don Sr. Mm-hmm. And I would let Don Jr. take over my Twitter because I don't think he's smart. Yeah. I don't even think he would, like, tweet that much. I think he would just retweet his dad.
I think it would be kind of funny. I think it would be funny for Sr. Well, to take over your Twitter and just, like, that's yell at CJ the whole time. Like, CJ didn't take out garbage cans. Bad.
I think I would rather, like, me be with Sr. alone in a room than, like, him have my handle. Because
you're maybe the only woman in the world that wants to be alone.
I'm not
in
saying
a room.
I want to be, but like I do think if Senior and I got alone in a room together, he'd be like, I like this whippersnapper. You know, like there is part of me that he'd be like, you're from Indiana. My my vice president from there? I forgot his name, but he is from there. Like there's something that like unfortunately I have imagined that like Don, if I was drunk enough at like a Christmas party and pre-Trump era, we know he's a monster. If he was like, sit on my lap, I probably would have.
And sure, Megan's very good with dads. Dads love
Megan. Dads love me. Even Republican dads like me because they don't see it coming for me. They're really like, I have a cashmere cardigan on right now. They don't know.
They're like, just like my daughter.
Yeah, exactly. And then I do the old switcheroo. Yeah. I got a free abortion. And they're like, oh shit.
Yeah. But I still love you like my daughter.
Exactly.
That's what they'll say.
Yeah, yes. And I think Don Sr. probably, he doesn't have good taste in food, but like he'd probably have to take me to a nice restaurant.
Right.
Just
right,
for like the...
Yeah, are you adding another option here where, where he's also your dad?
No. I am happy to keep my dad. But and then little Dum Dum Jr. can have my Twitter. And then Don Lemon and I will get freaky.
It would be funny though if Don Sr. did take over your Twitter because I would.
I would love it. I would. I think he would roast CJ. He would like roast comedians. He'd be it's like I'm on this show tonight.
It's like the Tig thing.
Yeah. He changes the avatar just to his face.
Yes. And he's just like, what's
or him
up
in
with-
that tennis outfit.
Oh,
I know
yeah,
like
I love tennis.
Yeah, he would just call everyone an open mic or something.
Yeah.
What's up with this open micers?
I mean,
micers?
That's not that far off from how I feel like I am on Twitter.
All right, you heard it first. Here, Megan would sleep with Don Lemon, let Junior take over her Twitter, and Senior will take her to dinner. All right. Okay. Grandma, what does that mean it's time for?
It's time for the first game.
Thank you so much, Grandma. It is,
is
time
that your
for
grandma?
The first game.
Oh my God,
it
I
is
love
my
that.
My 84-year-old Taiwanese grandma. She is alive and well and wanted to be a part of the game show.
I think that's amazing.
Mm. You know, and she did record that in her bathroom. All right, so
on her phone.
Amazing.
So there are points in this game show. Do not fret if you don't end up having the higher points. Past losers of this show have gone on to do great things.
We need you to know that I have been harassing Megan, like hazing her a little bit, like over text.
Oh,
but I like keep. I kept forgetting what it like. She'll reference it, and it'll be kind of like out of like last night. She was like, "I'm gonna kick your ass," but it was right after we'd gotten the confirmation email, but I hadn't read it yet, and so I just was like, "Why are you kicking my ass?"
Right. You know I like to just start shit.
Yeah.
You didn't have context. Yeah. So
no.
You had
so she's been doing things like that.
You went on a
I'm trying to get
dive.
In your head. Sounds like it works.
Yeah. It's Super Bowl week.
Yeah. How far back did you think back? You were like, was it that one time that I said this?
No. I feel pure in my friendship with Kara.
Yeah. There's
I think
really
I've,
very little
I
that
think
would
I
make
brought
us
only a kind heart to it.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
So that's why I was even more confused because most of my friendships, I have done something very cunty. And Kara's almost the last. So I'm like, I can't believe everyone's mad at me.
Well, you know, it's high stakes, but also low stakes. It's a made-up game. It's a made-up game show. I made these games, you know, at like 2 in the morning while eating by myself. I'm going to get out of it because I went to a dark space. But these are fun. And there's two games and it's going to be awesome. All right. First game called. This is a game called Sexiest Man or Just a Man.
Okay.
People Magazine announces the sexiest man alive every year. Sometimes they're spot on. It's relative. And sometimes it's questionable. In this game, you'll be determining whether you're looking at a picture of the sexiest man alive or just a regular man based solely on his smile.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, so mouths only.
Mouths only.
Oh, this is tough.
Mouths only, you know, because...
Yeah, but you know a lot of celebrities.
I pay attention every year to who the sexiest man is, but I don't know that I
want to fuck everybody. So I'm at a disadvantage here.
Yeah, I mean, and we can talk it out. You can be like, I don't know if it's like, if it's because it looks photoshopped or it's just perfect teeth or, you know, and something that like was new to me, I don't know if it was like an immigrant thing, but when I came here, you know, and then I was like also at the same time adulting and learning like feminism, right? Like one of the things that I didn't understand was like being told to smile more, right? And I didn't know that actually it was such a thing that like women were being told. And I'm still like, I get it now, you know, and then with seeing like how female candidates are, you know, judged more on their appearance and things like that. And so I thought it might be fun if we have to try to guess by these men's smiles.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
And so that's where the context
flip the script. I like it.
Okay, so let's see. Let's have Megan go first.
Okay, great.
All right, so this is the first smile, okay? It's kind of pixelated. We got, you know.
My gut is it's Harrison Ford.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, what have you seen this cover before?
No, I have not, but like to have, there's smile lines, which I like because it does show a man has lived a life, and then there's kind of like a scar, and then a scar, and like it just feels like Harrison Ford to me.
Okay, like, yeah, the well-known actor that a lot of us grew up with.
Was he the sexiest man alive?
I have no idea, but like there's a chance. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay, final answer. Okay, let's see if Megan's correct. And it is Harrison Ford. That's really crazy. Wow. Like
I knew it was Harrison Ford.
You did
really,
too?
Really?
Because of the scar? Does he have the scar?
Just
the
smile. He has a very specific smile, I feel like.
Wow, interesting. Okay, good. All
okay,
right.
I'm glad I got one. I really feel like
wow,
the 1998. From Megan.
1998, yes. I was.
Yeah. The runners-up are Leonardo, Brad Pitt, and Banderas.
I don't know if they were even the runners up.
Well, they seem like they're like, hey, do you want other hot guys? Here's who else we got.
That one, that white guy don't itch your scratch.
You don't want We've got two other white guys and a Latino.
Yeah, you don't want this distinguished
Actually,
gentleman.
He's not Latino. He's Spanish.
Yeah, so he's Hispanic.
Sorry, he's Hispanic.
Okay, and let's see how Kara does with this smile. Ooh, this is a tinier smile, meaning.
Oh, that's a tiny baby smile.
That's right. That's right. It's like a smirk, no teeth showing.
They got smaller after that.
Don't
first
know
one.
If, you know, maybe he's shy to show teeth, you know?
I have a guess.
Oh, well, you have a guess. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to hear your guess after Kara
Honestly,
gets
Honestly, is that Tobey Maguire? Who do you think that is?
I think it's Tobey Maguire.
That's what you were going to say?
Oh. That's what I think
it's Tobey Maguire, and there can't be a fucking way that he was ever the sexiest man. He is so unattractive to me.
I think it's incredible that you are... Like literally naming the people that because that's not a part of the you don't have to do that.
Oh, but, I just have to say sexiest or not sexiest
or just the regular
but
man.
But the context is
but
nice.
You got sexiest man and the person. Yeah. Okay. So you think it's Tobey Maguire and that it's not a sexiest man of the year?
Yeah, I think I'm wrong though by your tone.
No.
Okay.
Maybe she's trying
to trick you. I'm just I always say, is that your final answer?
I think it's possible he's sexiest man because other people think he's hot. And I think he's like truly one of the most unattractive people that's been allowed into Hollywood. Mm. I would give Steve Buscemi sexier over him.
Agreed.
But okay. Yeah. I'm going to stick with my gut here.
Right, and he was sexiest. That's what you're saying?
No, I'm saying
not, he's not.
This is not
I'm
a sexy.
Saying not.
This okay, is not a sexy yeah, man.
Gotcha. Right. Okay. Let's see. Let's see. And
Fuck.
Ew.
And it is a regular man, but it was Kid Rock.
It's Kid Rock, also a singer, but you are right. It was not a sexiest
It's
man.
Weird that we both thought it was Tobey Maguire.
Well, also, like, that kind of smile that you showed, like, this is like a Rolling Stone thing? Smile. This is not a People Magazine smile. People Magazine's got, if it's closed mouth, it's got to be really wide.
Yeah.
And if it's open mouth, it's like white sparkling teeth. You know what I mean?
You have to be available to the people.
This Kid Rock smile is too coy.
Because I'm a cowboy, baby.
That's right. My name is Kid.
This goes with the ongoing theme of making fun of Kid Rock on this show.
Not going to lie, though, I have sang the duet of Picture that he sings with
during
Sheryl Crow at karaoke.
Me too. It's like, it's my friend Lindsay and I. It's our go-to karaoke song.
It's so hard not to love it. I mean, it's kind of a heartbreaker.
Yeah. I wrote it in a script recently and the scene got cut. I'm pretty disappointed.
I put your picture away. That's so funny. Well, okay. All right. Here we go. And a point for both of them so far. All right.
Oh.
This is a close-up mouth for Megan. Okay, teeth so showing.
I think it is
groomed
Idris Elba.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Idris Elba. And is he a sexiest man alive?
And he was the sexiest man alive at some point. I really believe he was. So I'm going to say, I mean, that's just, this could be like a trick. And I'm okay if it is, but I'm going to say Idris Elba, sexiest man alive.
All right, okay. And let's see if Megan's correct. And you are correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is
Idris
Elba.
The second I saw that smile, I go, this is Idris Elba. And Megan has seen Idris Elba in person at a hotel one time.
And you know
so
what?
You've seen that mouth live.
Look, but the thing is, in person, I was like, is there Idris Elba? Because he was, I've like talked about this
movies,
publicly before,
right?
So I don't feel mean. He was bigger than this, than sweater on the cover of People. He looked... he looked like he was in the midst of a dry January, you know, like trying to get that holiday weight off. But I heard his voice and I was with another comedian. We heard his voice and we were like, no, that's him.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting. The in-between phase, you know, that's.
Yeah. It made me like him more. Mm. Just be like, oh, yeah, you're not always.
Yeah. Jacked.
But like he had
you're
like a. It wasn't even a dad bod. It was like a belly.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I liked it.
Wow. Okay. We like it, Idris. All right, good work. Wow. I mean, I'm impressed by your guess of the
this looks like freaking Timothy McVeigh.
That looks like Ted Bundy.
Or you know what? There's actually someone I do think it looks like.
I do think it's Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, okay. I think it looks like a little Bill Pullman.
So it's like a, what is it, thinner
is that
lips?
His name? Bill
it's
Pullman?
A thinner lip.
I just don't think that this photo is a cover of a People magazine. Mm. The lighting is off and like it's not sunny enough. So I'm going to say it's a regular man.
Okay, it is a, okay, let's see if it's a regular man. And it is a regular man.
Oh,
it is,
wow.
It is part of a magazine.
Oh my God.
It's a catalog.
It's just a random man?
I think he's a random man that kind of looks like
James
Gyllenhaal.
Fritz, yeah.
James Fritz.
This
and
guy up here looks like James Fritz. Oh my gosh. This is you guys threw me for a loop there. That's not even a celebrity.
Those undies are wild for that man.
Yeah. I don't know where you found this mag, but
it
I like it.
European.
Also, the price
are like German.
Everything's $2.09.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, okay, I guess we're neck and neck, Megan.
Internet.
Megan's gotten all of the hot, sexiest men so far.
We are at 2 points for two. All right.
Oh, shoot.
Megan,
this is tough.
Is he showing a little tongue?
He's like, it's a, but then it's like, the thing is he could be smizing.
Smizing, right, that's true. Or mid-combo.
Which I do think that they would accept for Sexiest Man Alive. But then for some reason, the first thing that popped in my head was it was Shawn Mendes.
Mm. Huh.
I'm gonna...
You don't even have to say who it is.
I know, I know.
Yeah,
I think it's a man.
Just overachiever.
I think it's
if you do have a guess, though, I'm curious.
I think it's a regular man. The only way I could see this being a sexiest man is if it's Leo because he's serious,
And like
they would, and like an actor, and so they would let someone like him not be smiling. Ugh. But I don't have the chin. I feel like the chin would help me.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Mm. It's mostly...
Looks like this guy needs to smile more.
Now I'm torn. Now I kind of want to say Leo, and it is sexiest.
I love that you all know the People magazine thing so much that you're like, usually it would be like a bigger smile or like...
Well, we get our nails done a lot, and that's where we read our periodicals.
Yeah.
I'm just...
Okay, so...
I'm going to say regular man.
All right, let's see if... She's correct.
Damn it.
And it was Matt Damon's tiny smile.
I did not know who it was, but I did think it was the sexiest man.
Well, thanks a lot.
Just the lighting. What am I supposed to help you?
Yeah, help me.
Yeah. Oh, because of the lighting. Interesting.
Again,
yeah.
You can just kind of tell what's the cover of a People.
It is kind of moody,
I don't
though.
Think Matt Damon would get away with this look now, though. That's why I was...
it's true. This is...
I don't know. Maybe he would. The Martian, you know, and stuff. People.
I never see him make this face. I feel like... Does he make this face?
It's also weird to like have your undershirt showing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know,
like I think if you're gonna do that open tie, I know you guys can't see in this podcast, but like I don't love the. I will say I was wrong, but I don't love the styling of this cover.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, the times have changed.
Yeah,
I mean,
it looks
people.
Like he stayed out all night drinking.
Yeah,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's kind of doing like a bad boy look. Okay, all right, okay, no worries. All right, let's do Kara's next one. Okay, this is
thin ass lip. Is that?
It's a.
I think I. Thin lip with. I feel like it could be Pierce Brosnan.
Kind of like a bump on the. Am I seeing things?
I don't know. I don't remember the order chin? Or even.
Well,
what,
that's
what
the
they
cut
are.
The chin out. Oh, right. The Damon chin would have helped me. I don't. It probably wouldn't.
Interesting.
Have.
Interesting. But the lighting, though, the lighting cues.
I don't know, you guys. Are you gonna tell me this is another Long John model from 1972?
From it a might, European catalog.
It might
catalog?
Be. I remember. Were there more?
I think it's Pierce Brosnan.
I don't think it's Pierce Brosnan, but I do think it's the sexiest man.
Mm. Should we go with sexiest man?
We're going with sexiest man. All right, let's see.
Yeah.
And it was Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, but y'all are good. I have no idea. I don't even know who
that's
this
like,
guy is.
That's like I've never seen Pierce Brosnan looking like that that smile.
I have. That's a very Mrs. Doubtfire
he
Pierce Brosnan.
Such a thin upper lip.
Well, because he's so handsome that you just don't even, he doesn't need lips.
Wow. That was incredible. Like, my mind is, I have no idea who he is.
Oh, really?
He was James Bond.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was James Bond.
More importantly, he was Sally Field's love interest in Mrs. Doubtfire, and that's like where I truly thought he was the hottest man alive.
When he gets hit with like a lemon, is it?
It was a run by fruiting.
It is a distinct like mouth now that I'm looking at it. And
yeah, he's also British too.
God. Yeah, that adds a lot. Not and his two sons were just the Golden Globe trophy boys at the Golden Globes this year.
Oh, like one of them was really tall and like skinny and long hair.
Yeah. And the other one is more clean cut like him.
Okay,
they both
I did
look like
clock
models.
Them. And I said, yeah, who are these models?
Mm-hmm. It's usually a daughter.
They're like
and
film
now they're
students.
Like, and now it's like getting more like, you know, equality that now boys get to be Miss Golden Globe. So just taking jobs away from women.
Do you got all three?
So yeah,
I'm mad at myself
okay,
about
so
the Damon.
Okay, so this last one.
Oh, we got more, okay.
We have more.
There's one
we have
last
more.
One.
Is there
this
only
is
one
for
last
two
more?
Points.
Okay.
Shit.
This is for 2 points. Okay. Whoa, that's really high up.
Like I said, my photo, my skills on this
no,
are
no,
limited.
No, no, no problem.
And I did it while drinking.
Ryan, are there two more?
I think there's, let me
I think
glance.
There's, okay.
What
I
do you think?
I don't think this one's for 2 points. Okay, there's one that is for really 2 points.
I mean, one of them I saw. I go, is that Freddie Prinze Jr.? Like, I don't really know. For
oh my God, remember him? Oh.
There are two more.
Okay,
there are two
okay.
more.
Okay, so they're both each worth two.
We don't actually need to. Megan's down a point, so regardless,
we can see where I am.
Yeah,
I think this looks
you,
more catalogy.
Let's do 2 points for the last one. Let's be crazy.
I think this looks catalogy. I'm gonna say regular hot man.
This one's okay.
All right.
Regular Hotman.
Yes,
you're correct.
A faceless man from Calvin Klein.
You barely call his man.
I did. Damn. I did get hot right now.
Cotton stretch. All right. Yeah.
All right.
Regular
so now
Hot
we're
man.
Tied. So if
that's
I
that's 2 points. Yeah.
If I get this, I win. If I don't get this, we tie.
Yeah.
No, because then there's
heading
one.
Into the next
oh,
round.
You have one.
Oh, no, that's
okay,
right.
Gotcha.
You're up by one.
No, we're tied.
No, because that was worth two.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
So now we're 4-3.
Bitch.
So this is how I lose if I lose this.
Okay. Well, just look at it.
That's
we've broken down the game.
Kara and
no,
I are actually
worth,
very.
This is worth two.
Okay.
Oh, I know who that is.
This okay. is the one I wanted worth two. So this is
I'm
worth
pissed.
Two.
You know who that is, Megan?
Yeah.
Oh wait, is that Blake Shelton?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's sexiest man.
Yeah, that's Blake Shelton. Last year,
from that
man.
Smile.
Yeah.
I told you the year.
Yeah, he was last year because it was controversial. Well, the most recent was John Legend, but he was
the
year
said last
before.
Year.
Yeah.
My God. Well, yeah, I mean, Kara got that.
I knew it immediately. Unfortunately.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's okay. All right, so.
Well, literally Kara's almost ahead. A perfect Kara's score, ahead. Except
but
for
also,
one.
But also, you're ahead, good, yeah. too, because you created a game that we were able to excel at.
I
so
can't
that's
believe it.
Props
I mean,
to you.
You really, like, you're. Are you I visual learners? Are you visual
I have
learners?
I have a photographic memory.
Okay.
You do?
Well, not in the way where I'm going to, like, be a genius, okay. but I can, I will like see things and remember. I can learn lines really fast.
Uh-huh. I see.
And excuse me, the faces of hot men,
uh-huh.
that's burned in my brain. I'm going to remember that.
Yeah. So okay. So like you'll remember. You can remember like where you parked just based
no,
on how.
No, I cannot remember where I parked.
Oh no, I'm just trying not to see.
I get lost for my car all the time, but I can learn a monologue in 2 minutes.
But you okay? So do you know like if you let's say you get picked up by someone like you find out what kind of car your friend drives.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't. I'm like I'm an auditory.
Okay.
Learner. How about you? Oh, are you?
I'm more visual.
You're visual too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So you both write down your jokes.
Yes.
Before you try it on stage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
or else I mean, in a perfect world. Like, yeah.
Well, for the most part, writing down the jokes.
I write a set list and then that helps. Yeah.
I do my jokes and then I write them down after. It's psychotic.
But you go up with an idea, right? Like yes. A keyword or something?
Yeah, yeah.
At home, I'll write jokes by talking out loud. Mm-hmm. And if something makes me laugh, and then I work out the structure out loud. And then I have to write it down just so that I remember it.
Yeah.
I don't think I've written any joke.
I can't write first, yeah.
Do you record yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So whatever.
I gotta sell my recordings because I have them. But they're not doing anything.
B-sides,
taking up a lot of space on an external hard drive.
B-sides. Yeah, no, just like Patreon. All right. Okay. All right. Right now, Ryan, scorekeeper, where are we at?
It appears as though
Kara is up by
1 point. Mm-hmm. So going into the next round.
All right. Okay, Grandma. What is it time for?
Second game.
Thank you so much, Grandma. It is time for the second game. How's everyone feeling? Everyone feeling okay?
Yeah, I feel
good. Doing great. That was hard.
I'm really competitive.
No, y'all like
it's hard.
Am I for someone who's not.
No, we're
ever
both
been
really
good at sports.
We're both very competitive.
Look, you know, I never was. I always got best sportsmanship.
Wow, I did not win that.
Because I was just a great loser. Like, I would lose and I would be like, we'll do it next
time.
Yeah, that's all I was good at. All right. And this last game called Littlest Women.
Ooh.
The theatrical re-release of Little Women by Greta Gerwig got me thinking about other little women. In this multitasking game called... Is this a multitasking game? It's not. Nope, sorry. In this game called The Littlest Women, I'll be showing you clips from scenes starring a little woman we all grew up playing with or looking up to as role models, Barbie. Only problem is we didn't always relate to the aesthetic or stories she was made to tell. Ryan, would you like to tell the rules of this game?
Sure. Otsko will show you clips from various Barbie movies. After watching, you'll have 90 seconds to paint a picture of what your character was up to during the scene. You will be scored based on how good of a scene you build based on an article Otsko found online called Rules of Writing a Good Scene. And those are, according to this article, you will reveal one new piece of key information. That's number one. Number two is give us the scene just one goal. Number three is it needs stakes. Number four is include a visual action. And number five is give a character one true choice to make.
Okay. And the character being Barbie.
Actually, the character is what your character is up to. So,
oh, okay.
So you'll see the scene. It'll usually have Barbie and like...
Skipper
or one other person or Ken or, you know. Just imagine, just put yourself into the scene, you know.
Okay.
Are we watching the same scene? No, we're watching separate
scenes.
Two different scenes. Yeah. Let's do a coin toss to see who goes first.
And it'll be heads or tails.
Who'd like to call it?
Megan, go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to say tails.
Yeah. And it's tails.
All right.
Kara, you're going first just because you're smarter than me and I need to learn from you.
There we go.
All right. So we have Kara going first. This is the first scene from a Barbie movie. And
Oh, this is already like Uncanny Valley.
There is.
Hey.
A man
you
and a parrot.
Play?
I don't. Not really.
Oh.
Will you play for us? Please, Derek, please?
So it's Barbie and her sisters.
As you wish, your highnesses.
Are excited that this guy can play the flute. And he starts. Oh.
Barbie's already turned on.
Yes, she is. She's like, well, fuck.
Oh.
And all the sisters break out into a synchronized dance.
Wow.
Kitty got it, too. Everyone's very impressed by this man with a flute. They're into it. Okay. huge house.
It's a beautiful grounds.
Yeah, beautiful grounds. They're all sisters. That much I do know. And, okay, and they're about to end dancing. Here's their father.
I was like, where did the... But at times, I don't understand them. If only you were here.
Oh, boy.
And we can end it there. So, yeah.
Who is that person?
I have to be him. I'm the dad.
You don't have to. Just think of, like, the character that they maybe didn't turn the camera to. So, you're also in the scene, but...
Maybe you work the grounds.
What's your... Yeah.
All right.
So, let's do 90 seconds on the clock. And, you know, I'll kind of guide you through.
Okay.
I'll kind of guide you through. And... Go. Okay. What's your character's name?
My name is Griselda.
Griselda. What does she do?
Yeah. I am the maid.
Okay.
At this Griselda. Home.
Yes.
I'm the maid at this home, but I occasionally sleep with the dad because he's sad about his wife dying.
Yes. She's
so
gone.
We occasionally, you know, just mostly handies and stuff because, like, I'm from a different social class.
Right.
She's not into me.
Oh.
In like a real romantic way, but right. You know, it's good for me because, like, I'll never get married because I'm just like a trash, like, Cinderella type person without the fun
Griselda.
Part. You know, well, that's just life. That's life here in the Middle Ages of or whatever this time period is of this very creepy Uncanny Valley right. Barbie video.
Right. Yeah. So during the time of this dance, what's your character doing?
I'm just sweeping in that same room, and I just sort of catch the dad talking to a portrait of his widow, of his wife who died.
Yeah. Who is hot.
Who is super hot, and obviously I'll never match up, so
Griselda.
It just feels, it's a little tough.
Right. So you catch him, you're cleaning the house, you catch him talking. Yeah,
I catch him talking, and
then what do you
I basically tell him, I snap. Because I can't handle, like, she's been dead for 10 years. Like, you got to give it up.
Come on.
And I basically tell him that if he doesn't
snap out of it
and pay more attention to me, that I'm going to reveal our affair to his seven daughters.
Oh,
wow.
Oh,
my God.
Wow.
That is...
And I have receipts. I have medieval receipts. I don't want to say what they are because I don't understand how you could have those.
Scrolls.
Yeah, scrolls. Wow. Oh, and that's Kara, everybody. That was Kara.
Wow.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, one true choice to make. There it was. Yeah, she snapped.
My goodness.
She said, if you don't get over it, she's been dead for 10 years, I will tell the seven daughters about our affair. That's Griselda.
This is very like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Maria Shriver, but the wife's still alive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the wife's still alive.
But in this case, Maria Shriver's dead.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, she's dead. And he talks to her once in a while when the daughters remind him of the wife. When they dance.
When they dance amongst the fountain.
Right. Yeah. It's gorgeous.
Honestly, the animation on this is like very creepy. Do you guys see how creepy it is?
It's very creepy.
Okay.
Terrifying.
Yeah, it's really terrifying. And they all, the synchronized
But like
dancing.
When they're still, I'm fine with. Like
sure.
The mom, you're like, oh, okay. That looks like a cartoon.
Just when they were dancing.
When the dad moves and talks, it's like, you're weird. Okay.
It was reminding me of Uncanny Valley videos I've watched. Yeah. Have you ever watched those?
No. Uncanny Valley.
So, like,
is that an animation?
The Uncanny Valley is like when things are so close to looking human, but they're not quite. Like the Polar Express movie is very Uncanny
Understood.
Valley.
They do a lot of like
this
prescription
kind of
drug
shit.
Commercials
yeah.
like that.
Got this it. Kind of shit is Uncanny Valley. But if you, there's like a video... online that is so creepy that was like the first big Uncanny Valley like viral video that I watched when I was like high with my husband and a few of his friends, then that like really sealed into my mind what it is.
And Kara, I was you at one point and did not know, and then we were on like an all women's four of us writing retreat and we were high in the hot tub, which is part of writing.
Oh, and I showed it to you.
And no, remember we were talking about a person who is a real person but who does a very strange faux character, like when someone's a caricature of themselves, but it's like they've then become that person.
Right.
And since I was high, I was like, she is the uncanny valley.
Oh, God, that's so trippy. Yeah.
And now this person is like ruined for me.
Right. Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah.
I think it's called I Feel Fantastic. Google it after this.
Okay.
This Uncanny Valley video.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah. When something's just a little off, a little too real, but not real enough.
Yeah.
Would your character have a tagline?
Griselda, sweeping up messes since 1232.
Oh, gorgeous. Yeah. Picking it up.
AD.
AD.
AD. Very, very on brand. She's a maid.
Yeah. I would say that upon looking over all of your answers, it appears as though you did hit all of these.
Oh, wow.
Reveal one new piece of information that you're fucking the dad, but really it's just hand jobs.
So it's kind of crazy to be like, be with me. Yeah. When it's like, okay,
yeah,
well.
Yeah, right. Come on. What's this?
You give the scene
commitment.
One goal. Your goal was to finish sweeping. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It needs stakes. I think the stakes were pretty high because you didn't want to listen to him talk to that painting anymore.
And also the girls would find out about their affair.
Yeah, that's, I think, give a character one true choice make, and I think that is, do I or do I not reveal the affair? Mm-hmm.
The visual action was, I've kind of pictured the handies.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
There you go.
I was, when you said sweeping and maid, I actually was visualizing a woman who did not have tender hands. And so I actually felt for the dad.
Yeah.
That he must actually like this Griselda because she's not even able to give a satisfying,
Megan's
comfortable.
Megan's always putting herself in a man's shoes.
I really am. I say, get a hand job in a man's shoes and then you'll know what it feels like.
That's very true. I mean, that is like scientifically fact. She would have rougher hands.
Mm-hmm. What was her visual action? Sweeping.
Or for Otsko, it was hand jobs.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
All right, Megan, you saw what happened? Here's your Barbie scene.
Wait, okay,
we need audio.
Oh,
hey,
wow.
Barbie.
Oh, Barbie.
Ken's looking for Barbie. He just rushed to go find her. She's
Barbie.
At her.
Ken? Ken!
They reunited.
Barbie, I would never break up with you. I didn't. I promise you, it was all a misunderstanding. The minute I found out, I knew I had to see you and talk to you, but you had already left and... Did I show up at a bad time?
No! You showed up at the perfect time. And all the way to Paris, it's the most romantic thing I could ever imagine.
That's what I wanted. A grand romantic gesture to prove how much I love you. And I do.
I love you too.
And here it comes. Dude. The whole crowd goes wild. Wow. So she's at a fashion show in Paris.
Okay.
It's her fashion show that she put on.
Oh, it's her fashion show.
Yeah. And Ken and
who are those three?
Uh-oh, Ken's underwear is showing. And these are three fashion fairies that help Barbie kind of dress people up. It. All right. Okay.
Oh my God. I hope so hard my daughter never, ever has eyes on the show. I really.
Okay.
Oh man.
Yeah, no, I had never seen them before. I knew they were out and like I had classmates even who watched Barbie movies, but I was like pretty, like it was hard to put, you know, look away.
Once I'm dying to hear Megan's story.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. We got, let's put 90 seconds on the clock.
96 on the clock.
All right. And Megan, what's your character's name?
Kathy.
Kathy. And what is she doing in the scene? What does she do?
So Kathy is actually the mother of the fashion fairies.
Oh, okay.
Who is the original fashion fairy. And because she gave birth to these three ungrateful fashion fairies, her powers have been transferred to her. And for some reason, they have decided to help this American woman that is pronounced Kathy. And so she is watching this from afar and seeing the success that her daughters have given her, because this is a talentless little twat, this Barbie. She didn't have any real skill. Uh-huh. She couldn't make anything. So she is watching from afar to come and sabotage and ruin the end of the fashion show by revealing more beautiful fashions that she has been creating on her own as the prime supreme fashion fairy.
Fashion fairy, the OG, the original, the mother.
And the line is called Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy. Okay, so she's still, she's afar.
She's watching, like, I've taught these girls better. Her shit is done.
Her
collection has been done. She's just been waiting for the moment.
Yeah.
And she hoped her daughters would have the backbone to go, no, we want Fashion Fairy on this. This is not Barbie's collection. This is Fashion Fairy collection. And because they were pussies, she now has to tell them, okay, well, then it's time for me to reveal that Fashion Fairies are actually the ones that have been doing all the work, and here's my more beautiful line.
Ooh, dang.
This is like the Devil Wears Prada in the Barbie world.
In the Barbie world. But with, with a fairy with Barbie godmother. Girls. Actual fairy mother.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And so she just rolls in, caught the line at Barbie's fashion show.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that is, I wouldn't even call that sabotage because...
No, it's just like, if Barbie doesn't want to give the credit where credit is due, then it's time for the world to pull back the curtain and see what's really happening.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God.
Dang. Okay. Wow.
Drama.
Does your character have a catchphrase?
I may be a fairy mother, but I'm not fucking around.
Oh, yes. I may be a fairy mother, but I'm not fucking around. Yeah.
Cutty.
I may be a fairy mother, but I'm not a motherfucker. I don't know.
I may be a fairy mother, but I'm not your mother. You know,
fucker.
Motherfucker. Ooh, wow, that was gorgeous. I would watch both of those side stories to Barbie
because they're both kind of about someone in the background getting theirs.
Getting theirs. And everyone in the foreground is hard to watch, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, What are you thinking, Ryan?
Well, I'm just kind of looking it over. So reveal one new piece of information. I think the mother of the fairies, she is the original fairy.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a pretty interesting
twist.
Twist there. Give the scene one goal. I think the goal would obviously be that you're...
Ruin Barbie's career.
You want to ruin Barbie's career and release your fashion line?
Yes. Yeah, okay. So twofold.
On the same night.
That's
high stakes.
The giving the character, including a visual action, I thought the fact that you're watching from afar was a visual action because it's the separation of space.
Yeah, and it would be like a nice camera pull. Like, look at this beautiful moment. And then we go into the shadows.
Right.
And you see like dark wings.
Yeah.
Probably like a spark on like a cutie. Like kind of like in Cats. I don't know if you watched that.
Oh, we did. I did.
A chance.
Oh, well, when the bad guy kind of disappears,
didn't even know he was the bad guy.
Sorry. Yeah.
Well, no, No, I saw it.
How could there be spoilers in Cats? Like the whole movie.
It was Idris Elba. I
haven't seen it yet.
Oh.
It was. He was the bad guy.
Jingleberries. What was his name?
McCavity. Yeah. But every time he would.
Of course, they made him Irish.
Yeah, every time he did something bad and he was about to disappear, he would whisper his own name. Yeah. So it's like that.
Like Jason Derulo.
Yeah. Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
Yeah. And the character had...
So it needs stakes.
It was high stakes.
It was high stakes, obviously, because you were about to ruin it, and Barbie is a twat.
Yeah.
give the character one true choice to make. That was the one I was trying to clarify.
Well, she was watching her daughters, the daughters did not do what she wanted to, so her choice was, now I gotta sabotage.
Okay.
Yeah, she was going to announce her line that night.
But there was a chance she wasn't gonna sabotage?
If the daughters fucking came too and were like, we did this, not Barbie.
Then there you go. We have all five of them.
That's right. They both get...
They both get 5 points.
The full points, which is 200.
Do you want 200 points for each one of them? Okay, so there's 200 points.
50.
Okay, so 250 points each for that game.
Wow.
So
Kara still...
I still have a total then.
Kara's winning 255 to 254.
That does
250 points for both of them.
250 points. You gave them that many points, and still there's a winner. 254 points for Megan. 255 points for Kara. We have our winner for this episode.
Nail biter. Oh my winner. Gosh!
And
thank you
Kara
so much,
Clank
Megan.
Is the winner
a worthy opponent.
Japanese game show. Oh my goodness! But hold on, for that. Kara, you get to choose from this bag first. Two things, and then you get to give
one to Megan.
That is correct.
The one that you might not want.
Okay. Ooh, lotion from the Madonna Inn.
Oh, wow. I love hotel lotion.
Madonna Inn lotion. The spa. Unopened, mind you. And
Hollywood fashion tape.
Hollywood fashion tape. Wow.
Megan, you can have the lotion.
And I would rather have the lotion.
Because I'm always like looking for this.
And I'm always looking to make my hands moist.
I always have to keep a shirt closed.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, yeah. And I've got little tiny boobies.
We're about to revamp this. So why don't you take one more thing?
Oh, wow. Really?
Is there a baby in there?
There's not a baby.
Oh, I get to take
it. Be careful.
Oh wow.
It's like a little toast sponge
to wash your dishes.
Cute. My husband will like this.
I pick again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why?
Just because we're about to revamp.
They're going to the new season.
Yeah. Oh, that's a
what is that?
Oh, that is a that is a cami secret. It's to cover.
Oh yeah. Carrie, you could use that too.
To cover your
big titties. Please,
you can swap it out. Wait,
Been put back in the bag at least 5 times.
They're so funny, but okay, Megan, I just would never.
Megan, you can also swap it out too if you don't really think that CJ would want to use that.
No, I love the toast.
Amazing.
I love it.
And you're not going to keep this cami secret? There's 3 different colors.
Wow, Kara.
I would rather have it stay and get to somebody who gets it and is like, yes, well, I will use this.
Nobody has said that so far.
If I get it, I'm not going to lie. It's probably going to go in the garbage in the parking garage. I want to know,
what guy invented this? It's to cover your cleavage.
Like, why wouldn't you just wear a cami?
Well, because you don't want to, because sometimes you have a cami underneath and they like bunch up or like they're sticking together. The static, it doesn't look as seamless. Okay. Actually,
right.
I don't have any cleavage, though, or else I would take it.
Yeah, I don't have it either.
And when I do have it...
What are you going to do with your sponge, Megan?
I'm going to bring it home and show it to CJ, and then we're going to wash dishes with it. So I'll put it up on, like, we have, like, a little windowsill above our sink. See,
baby.
I think this would be good. Rosie could dip this in paint and make little
toast
stamps.
Yeah, or I think we're in the bath.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Everyone's a winner here on Let's Go, Let's Go, Woke Japanese Game Show. That's been the show. Kara and Megan, do you have any, like, places that you would like for people to, like, maybe
I have a new I have a new podcast with my husband. It's called The Greatest.
The Greatest.
If you like sports, it's a sports-specific
one.
Honestly,
I listen to it, and I don't like sports, and I really loved it.
Yeah.
They talk about sports like it's gossip, so it's, like, very accessible for everybody.
Amazing. And it's for everyone.
That's a great review. Yeah, so it's called The Greatest, and it's anywhere where you get your podcasts, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm Kara Clank on Twitter and Instagram, and you can buy my album Undefeated on iTunes.
Yeah.
Amazing. And I've been Otsko, and Ryan.
I'm Ryan Harper Gray.
Thank you so much. Goodbye, everyone. Bye.
Forever.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.